Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the FreedomLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am yours this morning, and this is the day that the Lord has. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and that you have decided to join the FreedomLoveShow.com. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and I want to thank you for tuning in on tonight, because I have a very special message, a revelation from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I want to tell you that he's good and he's worthy to be praised. But we're going to go ahead and kick a particular ministry off by reading Psalm 16, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy is forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great works, for his mercy endures forever. To him thy wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of the holy word. We're prepared to get into our position. And when you pray, I want you to pray believing. I want you to pray receiving. I want you to pray knowing that God is going to be with you. And so as we pray, I want you to think about family and your friends and yourself. And think about whatever it is that you has come or has come, God is proceeding and getting closer. What I want you to understand and realize is this is not something in which people should be afraid and people scared. But this should be a time in which people are prayerful. If you know in your hours that you have not pleased God, this is a good time to pray. If you recognize that you're waiting on a change to come, God says, pray. He says, whatever your situation is, he said, we must pray because the time is now. The time is approaching in which the Lord is coming as promised. Now, as I said, boy, a lot of people are on high alert when we talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, coming, because anytime we hear that someone is coming, family members are coming, we're excited, we're happy. But for some reason, when God is coming, everyone is on guard. But I want to tell you tonight, morning, is that God just says, be ye ready. He says, if in this season you have displeased God, we have displeased God, he says, pray. If we are waiting on God to change your situation, to change our circumstance, to change our heart, he says, pray. Whatever it is, whatever the circumstance is. Now, God is going to give a revelation, and matter of fact, this is going to be intense. I already know, because before, a couple of hours before I was to come on, the Lord gave specifically descriptions of the third and the sixth hour and the ninth hour and the 11th hour and the 12th hour. And so that's what we're going to talk about as we quickly approach and quickly await, and we expect the move of God and the power of God to descend down upon the people. But without giving you everything before we even get started, because I'm so excited, we are going to go ahead and pray. And we're going to pray. I'm going to pray publicly, right? And whatever the Lord leads me to pray for, that's what I'm going to pray for. And, of course, I'm going to listen to Mr. Dabby Keys. I love you, Lord, today. I always dim my lights a little bit because I don't want any distractions and because I want to be right into the presence of God. And when we're in the presence of God, then we can expect the move of God because we're focusing on who? You got it. We're focusing on God, okay? So we're going to listen. And you can listen to the words, but we're going to pray unto God, and I really want you to pray. And I want you to take this prayer, and I want you to feel this prayer, because we all need prayer. Amen. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellaGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love, and yes, I'm yours, Dr. Afrita. Love. Dear most gracious Father, it's once more and again that we come unto you with a bowed head and an humble heart, thanking you, Lord, for blessing us to arise and blessing us to lie down in the very image of death, and you preserved us all night long. Lord, we extend the eyes upon you, from which cometh all of our help, and we bless our ears to hear your revelation and your voice, and we ask that our mouths speak that is of you, and that our hands are busy doing your work and our feet are walking in your path. Lord, as we expect your coming, we ask that you develop our hearts, develop our minds, and help us to remain focused as we patiently await. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We thank you for blessing those who are able to give a praise report. We ask that you bless their families, their children in particular, their spouses, and would you keep them, Lord, in whatever void they have. We ask that you fill that void with your love and your spirit and your kindness. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in bereavement for whatever reason, whether it's a family member, a friend, a dog, a cat, whatever it is. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you comfort them at this very hour. And Lord, as the word of God comes on this morning, we ask, Lord, would you make it plain where each and every person who's on this line can understand your purpose, your plan, and your goodness and your mercy and your favor that we don't even deserve, but because you are God, you decided that you would have mercy upon us. And we say thank you. Then, Lord, if you can utilize us in the kingdom more, we ask that you do so, because we are available unto you. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each and every person who says, pray for me. Lord, you know their hearts, you know their minds, you know what they need, you know what they want, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you dispense those things from heaven? And would you bless them to give you the glory and all the praise. Then, Lord, as we begin to minister and teach and lead the word of God, we ask, will we continue to focus upon you and give you the praises? Would you decrease us and increase you in your power for the word of God? We anoint every word that's going to be spoken. We anoint every person who's on this line. We anoint our going in and our coming out. And we ask that everything that we touch prosper and be successful. successful. Every seed that is planted grows. Every idea that manifests within our minds become life. Every word that we speak encourage and empower people to keep on keeping on. Everything that we teach to be learned and transferred, where each and every person will understand. Each and every ministry that we are able to step up on, would it touch and help and develop and grow each person. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but we are never out of your sight, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey! Amen. That was Brother Dappy Keys. There is none like you. How many of you believe that? I believe that and I receive that. There is none like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now listen, before we get started, there's one more song. And this song is My Help Comes from the Lord. It's by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Also, it's by Ms. Linda Bradley. And this particular song talks about and how God is able to help us and see us through. And as you listen to the revelation that God has given, and God is going to give some playing so that I can share with you, you're going to understand that because you are facing a difficult task right now does not mean